This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are now multiple lawsuits originating from Donald Trump's presidential campaign and his supporters trying to stave off certification of Michigan's election results. A flurry of filings yesterday in Michigan's federal court, Western District, was the latest. Rick Pluta covers politics for Michigan's public radio stations, and he joins us now to sort through this. Rick, thanks for being here.
Hello, April.
Just to get one thing out of the way, the initial complaint that was filed over ballot counting in Oakland County, the first lawsuit filed after the election challenging results, that's been dispensed with, right? That's not what we're talking about?
No, that's not, although, I mean, there's still a lot to talk about. There are 16, maybe 17 cases that are somewhere in state and federal courts trying to do a variety of things. But as you know, referred to in your introduction, that the current controversy is largely around trying to stop the state of Michigan from certifying the votes that were cast on and before Election Day.
So which cases are you following most closely?
Wow. I mean, it depends on the day. The certification cases, I think, are the biggest ones right now. And the difference is the state is saying that you have to let these get certified because you can't actually challenge the results until there are legal results to challenge. Right now, when we talk about elections being called, those are based on AP projections and things of that sort. We don't have an official count, and it seems like at the moment that the Trump campaign and Republicans are trying to stop there from being an official count while they try to litigate things regarding how the election itself was handled. The position of the state is until there's an official count, then until there's a certified count, there is nothing really to litigate.
Yeah. Is the stated goal of all these lawsuits in the filings, are they all seeking the same remedies on paper?
No, actually, there's this distinct difference between trying to stop the certification of the votes versus all of the different challenges to how the election itself was, was handled, which, of course, is already a done deal. I mean, the election is over, so the only thing that's really left to argue about is the ballots. And so, you've got one side that's still trying to, basically cast a doubt on the whole thing. And Democrats are saying that's exactly, the goal here is just see how many challenges that you can pile challenge upon challenge upon challenge, and try to make the public question whether or not this was a legit election. That, I mean, no matter what, there was a 146,000 vote margin in Michigan that I've covered a lot of recounts, and that is a really large hurdle to get past. And so the only goal I can imagine here is that you try and cast doubt on this section of the ballots cast and this section of the ballots cast. And by the time you're done creating all of these questions, then you create a question on whether or not you're, within that margin of trying to, cast into doubt all the results.
Rick, you've covered a lot of elections. You've also covered your share of recounts. In a recount process or a challenge process, do you have a sense of how many votes might be in play in a given election if election results are challenged?
In a statewide race, it's sure not 146,000 votes. And it's very, very rare, even on lower on the ballot races, for a recount to change the result. And so, again, that begs the question, so what is the goal here? What's the bottom line that the challengers in these cases want? And, I mean, the only obvious answer is trying to cast doubt on the results of the election. And, you know, we've got Attorney General Dana Nessel saying that, you know, for example, when you look at where these cases are being filed, you know, for example, in the Western District, the Western District Federal Court in the state of Michigan, which is located in a Republican region of the state, but trying to challenge the results in Detroit, you have to ask yourself, why is that going on?
Right. So the state is defending all these suits simultaneously, or are any counties having to represent themselves?
As far as I know, there are so many lawsuits going on right now, I can't keep track of everyone that's happening in every place. But the state attorney general's office is representing the secretary of state, you know, writ large in terms of defending against these challenges. In some cases that, you know, we may see counties having to defend themselves, but this is these are challenges of the statewide results.
Real briefly, Rick, before we go, November 17th is the day when the Secretary of State needs to have results certified. Do we know if all these cases are going to be resolved by then?
I mean, we don't know that court cases move along on the timing and schedule set by judges. And it's entirely possible that some of these challenges could linger past that particular date with a remedy of what to do about that, you know, at this moment, unknown.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thanks so much.
Glad to do it.